أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الله لا إله إلا هو له الحمد في الأولى والآخرة وله الحكم وإليه ترجعون. قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء أفلا تسمعون. قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه أفلا تبصرون. ومن رحمته جعل لكم الليل والنهار لتسكنوا فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. ويوم يناديهم فيقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تزعمون. ونزعنا من كل أمة شهيدا فقلنا هاتوا برهانكم فعلموا أن الحق لله وضل عنهم ما كانوا يفترون. And he is Allah. There is no God but He. And to Him is praise in the beginning and at the end, and it is His command that prevails, and to Him will you all be brought back. Say, do you see, if Allah were to make the night perpetual over you till the day of Qiyamah, then is there God who can bring you light? Will you not listen and say, do you see, if Allah were to make the day perpetual over you till the day of Qiyamah, is there a God that could bring light? Is there a God that could bring night for you wherein you may rest? Then don't you see, it is out of His mercy that He has made for you the night and the day, that you may rest therein, and that you may seek of His bounties and be thankful. And the day He will call them, and He will say, where are my partners that used to imagine them to be such? And from every people we will draw out a witness, and we will say, produce your proofs. And then they will realize that the truth is with Allah Ta'ala alone. And all that which they had been faked, all which they had faked and made up, lies and the falsehood that they had made and faked, will leave them in the lurch, disappeared completely. Qarun was from amongst the people of Musa, and he was cruel towards them, and such were the treasures that we had bestowed upon him, that the keys, just the keys of his treasures, would be a burden on a body of strong men. His people advised him, don't be arrogant, for Allah Ta'ala loves not those who are arrogant. And in the favors that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you, seek the home of the Akhirat. Seek the pleasures of the Akhirat through the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you. And not forget your share in this life, and be kind as Allah Ta'ala has been compassionate towards you. And don't go about seeking mischief in the land, for Allah Ta'ala does not love those who make mischief. So his answer was, I have been given this wealth on account of some knowledge and skill that I have. Does he not know that Allah Ta'ala had destroyed many generations before him, which were superior to him in strength and greater in number. And the unbelievers, the sinners, will not be called to reckon for their sins. Then he came forth in his people in the glitter and the pride of his wealth. So those who, whose aim is the life of this world began to say, oh what, if we had the like of the wealth of Qarun, he's a man of a great fortune. And the people of knowledge said, woe unto you, the reward of Allah Ta'ala is far greater for those who believe and do righteous works, but this is only obtained by those who persevere, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qarun was amongst those 10 people who knew the Torah off by heart. So he was an alim and a knowledgeable person. Again, he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. Then he was amongst those 70 people that had ascended the Tur to listen to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in the worldly respect, he was honored. In dini respects, he was also honored. But when he had the type of wealth that was unimaginable, just the keys of his treasures would be a burden on a body of strong men. So he became proud and arrogant and began to treat the Bani Israel with cruelty. He was appointed as the head of the Bani Israel to look after and manage their affairs. Instead of being kind and good towards them, he was cruel towards them. Proud and arrogant that all this wealth that I have got is on account of my business acumen, my understanding of business, how to work business and how to turn money. This skill and knowledge has been given to me. It isn't just the favor of Allah Ta'ala, rather it is on account of my skill, my intelligence and my understanding. So his people explained to him that what you're supposed to be doing is that consider this to be only the favor of Allah Ta'ala, Ahsanallahu ilayk. It was Allah Ta'ala who has bestowed you this favor. And just as Allah Ta'ala has been kind towards you, then you need to be kind towards people as well. And number two, don't go about being proud and arrogant. Rather, you be humble, be kind towards people, and don't go about causing mischief. So this exalted and increased him in pride, in arrogance, and he thought too much of himself. His people kept on advising him that this is not the way to go about. Then with all that wealth, he came out in the pride of his glitter, of his wealth, and people that do not have the hereafter before them, they also began to aspire for the type of wealth that was given to Qarun. They said that إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَزٍ عَظِيمٍ, a man of great fortune. But like the ulama in this day, the ulama in that day also cautioned them, it's not something for you to aspire and to yearn and long for, because the reward of Allah Ta'ala is far greater, provided you believe in Allah Ta'ala and do righteous works, then his reward is far greater, far better. But this is for those people who patiently persevere. Attractions and the beauty of this world will attract. It will attract, will lure you. But for the one that perseveres, then his reward is perpetual. And what you're supposed to be searching for is the hereafter, because that which is with you is that which will remain with you is that which you have now presently, or what will be with you when you go across. When you go across from this world, then it is only that wealth that will remain with you. So in order for you to enjoy your wealth on that end, you'll have to send it across. Otherwise, the rest of the wealth is not yours, it is the wealth of your heirs, whatever you left behind. So if you want a safe passage and a safe abode in the next, then you will have to transfer this wealth so that that wealth may remain with you and you may be able to enjoy. So man did not believe in the hereafter, too proud of himself. So he worked some type of a strategy against Musa alayhi salam and against the Bani Israel. One is he showed his superiority through his wealth, through his understanding, etc. And then he tried to ridicule Musa alayhi salam. Inshallah, we'll continue.